Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You know, we lost Meatloaf and Louis Anderson today. We may, you know, it's always a trifecta, as they say.
Yeah.
We'll have a little tribute to both in the Audio Cut of the Day segment here this afternoon. Dan Buffa joined us in the last hour. You talked about the Scream sequel last week. Well, Steve Shippey is with me this afternoon. Paranormal investigator, documentary filmmaker. He is the host of the new docu-special, which is streaming on Discovery Plus right now. Shock Docs Scream, the true story. Steve Shippey, how are you? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, I have not seen the new Scream movie, but I think a lot of people, and I've forgotten, that this actually, that series of movies is based on a real serial killer, isn't it? And that's basically what you did in your investigation.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people are unaware that the original Scream film that started the entire franchise is actually based on a true story, and that's where the producers came up with the screenplay for the film. It's about the Gainesville Ripper.
Yeah, so who was this guy, Danny Rowling, the Gainesville Ripper? Tell me about him.
Sure, yeah, and that can help draw the parallel between, you know, that real-life story and the film. So Danny Rowling, the Gainesville Ripper, he murdered three people in his hometown of Shreveport, Louisiana. The police were after him. He went on the run, and for reasons unknown, he went down to Gainesville, Florida, trying to evade capture. He was living in the woods, living out of a tent, and by night, he was stalking the town, finding his victims and committing these murders. Now, of course, Gainesville, Florida, is a huge university town, lots of college students, and Danny was targeting college-aged women specifically. So bodies are turning up, these horrendous crimes are being uncovered and discovered, and nobody knew who the killer was. There was no eyewitness reports, nobody saw anything, not even a vehicle description. So there was this growing sense of fear and paranoia amongst the campus. Is it a fellow student doing this? People thought maybe it was a member of faculty, one of the professors. And then there was even a rumor that it was a pizza delivery person. So people were just terrified, pointing fingers at each other, living in that fear. And when you think about that, that's much the premise in many ways to the original film Scream.
So then they catch him, and was he put to death eventually?
Yes, eventually he was caught, and he did face execution in Florida, and he was executed in 2006.
So in Shock Docs here, and I know you guys have worked at, did you work with your partner together on another project before? I know you did something on Ed Gein, who I lived in Wisconsin a little bit. I know a little bit about Ed Gein. That was another Shock Docs that you did?
Yeah. World-renowned psychic medium Cindy Kays and I teamed up both for this new documentary, Scream, the True Story, and our last investigation was Ed Gein, the Real Psycho, both about notorious serial killers.
So what do you do here then? You have a guy who's a serial killer who claimed he was possessed by a demon named Gemini when he committed the crime. So your goal here is what? To figure out if that demon really was around?
Yes, well, we had a few different objectives. The main objective, I guess, encompassing the entire thing, we wanted with Scream, the true story, to be telling the entire tale of who Danny Rowling was. For those that don't know who the Gainesville Ripper is, explaining all of that, I guess, in a true crime format, getting that information, but then, of course, deeply exploring, was there truly a supernatural element involved in this case? Now, what's interesting is Danny didn't just start saying this after he was apprehended and then started coming up with, I was possessed, and this is why I did these things. He was saying this basically throughout the entire time, and the only reason we know that is when he was hiding in the woods of Gainesville, he would self-record these audio cassette diaries, just endless hours of his rantings and ravings about this evil force, Gemini taking him over, not remembering where he was the night before. And, you know, with his narcissism that in deceptive nature that did exist within him, I don't believe he was doing this to try to build some bizarre, demented alibi for later. I don't believe he really ever thought he was going to be caught. These were more self-diary type audio where he really believed this was happening.
So you and Cindy find the home that he lived in when he was a kid, and there's an owner in there. What happens?
Yeah, so after the investigation in Gainesville, from all the information we gathered there, we felt it was time to head back to his hometown of Shreveport, where he began his murder spree, and that ultimately led us to his childhood home. Now, we didn't know if the current owner would let us in, talk to us, want to be interviewed at all, but to our surprise, not only did she want us to talk and come in the house, but she was in desperate need of help. She was dealing with a haunting that was so malicious, it was attacking them on a weekly basis, physically choking them, holding them down in their sleep, throwing objects around the house, and just a gamut of other different things.
So when you do your investigation there at the home, how does that take place? And, you know, you recognize, I think there are going to be people listening to this afternoon that are a little skeptical about the paranormal activity, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a lot of things that we do. I'll get into that real. But one thing I just wanted to say that was so shocking to me is we asked Sheila, the current owner of the home, how long have you lived here? Well, she lived there all the way from purchasing the house from the Rowling family till present day. But the activity hadn't happened until 2006, 2 weeks after Danny was executed.
Oh,
so that, you know, right away gave me chills, because you're wondering, you know, did his spirit return home? Now, how we investigated with, you know, Cindy and I as a team, she's using her intuition, her psychic abilities, tapping in that way. I'm using my gear, which is a gamut of different things, audio, video, full spectrum, infrared, digital recorders, motion sensors, K2 meters, looking for anomalous activity, and, of course, you know, call and response, asking questions out loud, trying to elicit a response. So there's a million different techniques, but that sort of encompasses the majority of it there.
So what does it feel like for you and Cindy doing this, being in that room? What was that experience? And by the way, was Sheila in the room with you when all this was happening?
No, definitely not. We didn't think it would be safe for her to be there, because, I mean, if it was to the point where she and her husband and sometimes even her grandkids were being physically harmed by this thing, we did not want her there when we began this process. What was it like in the house? I can describe it to you in many ways. One way is the house was dark. I mean, even during the day when Sheila was giving me the tour, it was like there was kind of a visceral, overcasty, filmy type of look to the house. It didn't seem right. If the air was heavy, you truly felt like something was kind of on your heels everywhere that you went. You could see the toll it had taken on the homeowner clearly. She was distraught. You could tell this had gone on for quite some time. During the investigation, now it's at night, it's dark, we're asking these questions, that all kind of intensified. Meters were being set off all over the house at the same time. And you got to remember, these meters do different things. You know, one picks up motion, one picks up vibration, one monitors for temperature fluctuations. And these are all going off in different ways in different rooms at the same time.
And Steve, Cindy, I saw where she was at one point quoted as saying, "I've never experienced so much chaos during an investigation as I did during this one." And I guess that's everything you just described.
Absolutely. Yeah, so much chaos. And for her, I guess, you know, on her end, speaking for her from many things she has said about this investigation and to me there, she was being severely manipulated as a medium. There were moments where she was positive, I'm communicating with the spirit of Danny Rowling. But then she would be like, okay, wait, I I don't know what's going on. It's now it's something else, and I'm hearing something else. And, you know, it was really, I don't want to say frustrating for her, but it was concerning. You know, she was kind of disheveled. We both kind of realized toward the end of the investigation that we were a little bit over our heads with what we thought was in the home, and we had to call in for some backup to do something on a larger scale to try to help rid the home of what was there before Sheila and her family came back.
Yeah, so, and that comes in the form of somebody who's called a demonologist, right?
Yes.
What does a demonologist do, Steve? Explain that, and who are demonologists?
Sure. Demonologists are people that are, you know, very into the study of demons, demonic possession. They typically work with the Catholic Church in many different ways with their blessing. They perform rites of exorcism. In this case, it was a minor rite of exorcism. It wasn't on a person, but in fact on a location. They use a gamut of different crucifixes, holy water, burning frankincense and other sacred things, saying prayers repeatedly, and doing this all throughout the entire house. And it's not as simple as it may seem sometimes. Yes, sure, it gets edited down to a lesser amount of time, but sometimes you have to repeat this over and over and over again in each and every room, sometimes for hours.
Steve Shippey is with me. Shock Doc Scream, the true story, is streaming now on Discovery Plus, so you can check that out. The movie came out, of course, a little bit more than a week ago. You also, Tom, fascinated by this. You talked with Rowling's ex-fiance. You tracked her down. What did she have to tell you? Was she even willing to do this at first?
Well, Sandra London, she was a little hesitant at first. She wanted to understand where we were coming from, what we were really looking into, which I'm sure I can only imagine how many times she's been contacted in the past.
Sure.
and et cetera. But, you know, at the end of the day, we made it clear we want to know as much as we can about Danny Rowling. Is there any credence to this claim of supernatural possession? Did he believe this was really happening? You know, what happened to him as a child? What do you know intimately from being his fiance? We wanted the clear picture, and she was one of the only people living that could provide that to us.
So you obviously want people to watch the you know, the special, but do you feel, you described, Cindy, maybe, you know, you weren't sure if you wanted to use the word frustrated, but was this for you frustrating, or did you come out of it with the answers that you think you wanted going in?
Well, you know, the way that for me personally, my focus shifted when we got to Danny's hometown and went to his childhood home and I met Sheila. It went from hoping we can investigate the house and just asking if they've ever experienced anything, but really not having any idea if she would have. My focus changed immediately to, we got to help this family. That's really where it went for me. That was my number one concern. When you hear a husband and wife and sometimes grandchildren are being physically attacked on a weekly basis, I mean, that takes priority. So that's, for me, is where my mind went. And, you know, at the very end of the documentary, Sheila had left a voicemail, and we included that at the very end. And, you know, the fact that we were able to help them and give them some peace in their own home, that's what was left for me. You know, that's my feeling. It's just happiness there because of that reason.
Steve, your background, when you got into this, though, you had an experience when you were a little kid, didn't you, that sort of drew you into this field a bit? Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. And that's exactly, I think, why I was so happy that we could help Sheila. And that is, you know, as my career has continued, because of the experience I had growing up living in a home that was haunted, it, for the longest time, growing up, and then once I decided not to run away from paranormal, but more try to find out what it is, how it can be, and actually investigate it and explore it myself. For the longest time, what really drove me was to find evidence, proof. As the years have gone by, and I've done this over and over again, to me, it's really less about capturing the proof and more about helping people. I just have no desire or time to worry about what a skeptic thinks. And I always say, if somebody's skeptical, that's fantastic, because it hasn't happened to you.
Right. And, you know, so I would put myself in the open-minded category here. And I'll tell you what, I have a home that I owned in the city of St. Louis many years ago. I rented it for several years. The owners of that home reached out to me a couple of years ago. They think that the house is haunted. They've heard weird things upstairs. They've had different experiences. And what they said convinced me. I don't know why I didn't have those experiences, but I do keep an open mind on some of these things because I do accept that there are some things that are a little bit mysterious and unexplainable. Steve, thank you so much for coming on 97.1 FM Talk. Again, it's Shock Doc Scream, the true story, streaming now on Discovery Plus. Have a great weekend. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.